discuss other little figure which we began last time. I hope each one of you has given some thinking time to our discussion.
Yes, I'm sure we have.
Yes. We spoke last time mainly about earth spirits. I said we would discuss the others. We discussed the four elements of earth, water, air, and fire. And I believe I told you that within those four elements there exist many, many more. I began with the earth spirits because I feel, my dear friends, this is perhaps the closest and more acceptable one to you. But what I wish you to know and understand is the relationship between yourself and these other spirits of this planet. I told you last time that you do not stand alone in spiritual evolvement. These spirits are not seen easily with the physical eyes because they are within the ether, the earth ether, the water ether, the air ether, and fire ether. All of these spirits are formed mainly from the elements to which they belong. Therefore, let us take an example this time. Shall we discuss the water spirits? Or sometimes in your history, they have been called mermaids on the larger expanse of your seas. Why should some see these things, I hear you ask, and not others? Well, my dear friends, I have already partially answered that question. Because they belong to the ether and not seen with physical eyes. Unless with those physical eyes you have a momentarily clear vision. And only with clear vision will you view these creatures. immortal spirit or undying can be seen on the waves of your seas, can be seen closer to water of many kinds. Their task is to work with plants in water and the very motion of water. They are created from the ether of water. They can be seen as shimmering creatures in the smaller places where water abounds. But upon the larger areas of your seas, then you have the larger undines, which are seen to many as the mermaid. Remember, I told you last time that these spirits have the ability to increase or diminish in size. Sometimes the water spirits would seem to shimmer as mist or fog. They are there again as the earth spirit. They are completely captured by loving thoughts, by spiritual development. Now at this point, my dear friends, I would wish you to understand that the water spirits are drawn to the human spirit by the very water element within man. And what is that? I hear you ask. It is the seat of your emotions. Therefore, can you see that they would respond to good emotion? Mm-hmm. Let me try to say this to you. That when the waters rage, these water spirits are working to full capacity. They can be stilled, if you like, by the extension of love and the offer to work with them. Those human beings who have clear vision, who have love in their heart, who have the best intentions for all fellow creatures, not only their own kind. They will, in their evolvement, have the ability to have clear vision and to view these beautiful creatures. Their only intent is to work on this planet for their own spiritual evolvement, although it varies from your own. But they respond to human spirit with love and kindness. But the undines or water spirits will be found anywhere there is water, even on your marshy grounds, where you probably would be surprised to find them. Now let us speak of another element, the air spirit. Again, it is fashioned from that element to which it belongs. The air spirit is known as sylphs. They too can increase or diminish in size. But what is important once more is their involvement with human spirit, with mankind. What would you suppose, my dear friend, attracts them to humankind? We speak of the air element.
It's the love again.
All are attracted to love, but what is it within humankind that would attract the air spirits to you?
I was thinking the same as you, the respiratory air, oxygen.
Yes, but it is the mind. The mind, the intellect. They are attracted to many artistic people. But the air spirits or sylphs are indeed shown to you as beautiful creatures. They show themselves to you as tiny people or large people, dependent on the setting. They are the ones that you would call fairies. Fairies, yes, who would have shimmering wings because they are fashioned from the air. These creatures are indeed beautiful and attracted once more to love and beauty. And last, but not least, we have the salamander, or the fire spirit. We spoke briefly of this fire spirit last week, did we not?
Yes.
Yes. And of all the elementals, the fire spirit can indeed be mischievous, as human spirits can be mischievous. Why should there be distinction? But all spirits, no matter what element they come from, respond to love and will always work with mankind, providing you give those loving thoughts. I would like to make clear to you, my dear friends, that oftentimes mischievous happenings have been accredited to human spirit, when in fact it is sometimes the salamander at work with his mischievous ways. Especially when there is anger or trouble within households and such places. They thrive upon psychic disturbance. They oft times are amused when they hear of human spirit taking the blame for their own mischievous ways. Think upon these words. I wish you to know, my dear friends, that you exist in a world which is inhabited by many. Not only the human spirit, but those I have mentioned and many, many others. Some who have the ability to evolve and some who will never evolve in the way that mankind will. But what I want you, my dear friends, to understand you upon this planet coexist with many others of various shapes, sizes, but all belong to spirit. Each interpenetrates the other. No one group is isolated. Although mankind, in his wisdom, a word I am not fond of, considers that he is the sole beneficiary of this planet. Now is the time in your evolution, my dear friends. And I know I have approached a subject not easily accepted. But I do feel that you have reached a stage when you can at least begin to think and open up your heart and minds to other beings. Before you reach for the planets and the stars, look inwards to your own planet and those who are here to work for you. Your own evolvement of spirit. Therefore, my dear friends, I say to you this. Open your minds and hearts. Give love and thanks to all those who are around you. And you will find that your lives will become enriched by the knowledge of these small creatures. Their beauty is something to behold. And again I hear, but the Earth Spirit or gnomes whom we have discussed do not present such a pretty picture. But who are you to judge? Do you suppose, my dear friends, that you seem attractive to them? So, once again I say to you, my friends, do not judge, but accept and keep an open heart. I feel I have given you enough to think about, to open your minds and hearts. So if you have any questions, my dear friends, now is is the time to ask them.
Would they be more aware of us than we have been of them?
Only if you extend your love to them. They would be mostly unaware of you. Disharmony would bring you to their notice. Violent feelings. I must say that the air spirits are greatly disturbed by what goes on in your atmosphere. The noise within your skies. But as old creatures, they adapt well, but of course they thrive more in conditions of harmony and love.
So that's when we go perhaps to visit a beautiful garden or woodland, a stream.
That's if where your love and if your love and your expectancy is for good, it is possible for your vision to be clear enough to see them, if they so desire. But they, as old spirits, know only too well those who seek them for the wrong reason. Harmony, love, and the right reasons will bring you into touch with them. But it is entirely an individual goal for you to achieve.
So, yes.
But it can happen if you so desire. Again, I say to you, my dear friends, the power of your thought is crucial.
Are very young children aware of them, of their condition?
Their awareness would be greater than those of you who have existed upon this earth plane for a longer period of time. Because you see, young children still retain some memory of spirit. We have touched upon children in other matters and their psychic ability. Yes, they would be much more aware.
And I guess the elementals would be more attracted to the children as they're
yes.
sort of loving and purer.
Their purity of spirit, their light and their love would be the attraction. That is why their awareness would be so much greater. Yes, you are correct. Again, I say to you, dear friends, if only you could behave as small children, then your awareness would be greater also.
We're obviously here together, here working together for this earth. With the fire, I can understand the other three elements, but with the fire, it seems that we're are we trying to be careful of them? Are they trying to antagonize us? Or how exactly do they?
No, do not become confused. Mm-hmm. I have said they can be mischievous.
Yes.
But the majority of their working time is for good. Right. It is just the element of fire. Mm-hmm. And fire is necessary as water, air, and earth.
Yes.
all, when there has been fire, water then happens.
Can you prove?
There is new beginnings, new life. So do not dismiss fire as some kind of hazard. It has its place in the plan of life.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Yes. When you said that if we gave our thoughts to them, can we, I mean, if there was a terrible raging fire, and we gave out our thoughts to the fire people, the salamanders, could we help to reduce, say a house was on fire, I mean, could we help to reduce the flames if we all gave out our thoughts, or would that be interfering?
Good thoughts are always helpful,
mm-hmm.
but the salamanders are governed by angelic beings.
Mm-hmm.
This is a topic we have not as such discussed, but we will. They have the power over, or the control, rather, over the salamanders. Therefore, I would suggest if you were disturbed by any destruction,
mm-hmm.
I would give thoughts to those angelic beings who would take control.
Right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the salamanders must be rather different from the other the beings of the other three elements. Earth, air, and water are nice, permanent and stable elements.
Yes.
Whereas fire is much more starting and finishing and moves around quite a lot. So I imagine the salamanders must be very different for that reason.
I would perhaps use one of your earthly words to describe our salamanders. Combustible. Perhaps that would make a clearer picture for you.
Yes.
Yes. But what I wish for you, my dear friends, is that you find the connection between yourselves and all of these spirits. That is the point I want you to come to realize, that they do not stand alone, and neither does the human spirit. That is the connection. That is why it should be imperative, I may say, for you to open your eyes to these other beings, to give them your love and understanding and your help whenever you can. Give thanks for the work that they so tirelessly do for your evolution. I know mankind has developed an intellect which allows him to praise himself, if you like, to think that he stands alone. That is not true, my dear friends. That is not true.
So modern mankind has tended to think of fire not as an element, as did more ancient people,
yes.
But more as a process of oxidation.
Yes.
Perhaps we could think of the salamanders as masters of oxidation.
Yes, I did say last time that your scientists and your, shall we say, more developed mentally clever people would always give you explanations for all that I have said. But I did tell you they do not know or understand or accept the full picture.
Yes, I think the truly clever people are clever enough to realize just how much they don't know.
Yes. To keep an open heart and mind, that is the intelligent person.
I know this diverts going off of what you're trying to teach us, but you did say in last week that these spirit beings can live for as long as 1,000 years, and then they go back to a group spirit. I think that was the words you used.
Yes.
Could you just mind explaining just a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. Group spirit, you know that spirit has always been and always will be. There can be no altering that statement.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some degree of spirit that it is not necessary for them to evolve. Those who I have mentioned will work perhaps for 1,000 years,
mm-hmm.
have completed their task.
Mm-hmm.
Humankind has much to evolve for.
Mm-hmm.
It is a much longer process, but the day will come, as I have told you, when the human form will disintegrate and you will become but thought form. It is only that these elemental beings have a much smaller task to complete, and then they will join their group of spirit to become blended with that greater mind. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, I understand that, but I'm just thinking about the group spirit. So
it is just a blending, my dear friend.
Yes.
Perhaps I have confused you by using group spirit. It is just that those who have succeeded in their task will return to spirit in the form that they know best.
All right. Yeah. Right.
Is that
yes, that's clear.
Clearer for
yes.
you?
Yes, it is, yes.
You all return to that part of spirit from whence you came. And after all, you understand that you are more than one.
Yes.
So too are these other elemental beings. So they immerse themselves in a group of spirit. Are you sure you understand?
Yes, I think I do.
It is difficult, I know. This is a topic much maligned by humankind. And we see all too often so many people who think of those with clear vision as, how is your word, crazy,
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Yes.
But that is not true. They are the ones with clear vision. You also have to accept, my dear friend, that although these nature spirits are different from yourselves, all spirit returns home to the one source.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a group soul or individual group spirits, then it matters not. what is important is that the task that is undertaken on this planet is done and dealt with, and spirit can return.
I think you inferred that the elementals of this planet are just a tiny part of the general cosmic pattern.
Yes, of course, as you also are. Mankind needs to begin to view himself as a part of the planet, not as the keeper of the planet.
Yes.
This is what you must try to understand. I am afraid that mankind's intellect has interfered in his spiritual nature for far too long, that now is the time to return to be childlike, to a simpler way of thinking. If you are to understand all that goes on within this planet, then you need to be simplistic in your outlook. Surely that is not too difficult a task for you who are so intelligent. Are there more questions, please?
I remember once we had a lot of moles in the garden, and we put out the thought to them, I think, suggesting to them that there was another place they could go quite near. There was a field nearby, and I think we tried to do it with love, a loving thought, that they could move to the field next door, and I think it seemed to work. Would that have involved any of the elementals?
If, of course, the earth spirit would be helping because of the love thought. Yes, of course.
So the nuns would have helped out there.
If the thought was given in love and for the benefit of the small creature, then of course you are being helped by the earth spirits.
Nice to know that you can.
It is not only the power of your own thought in these instances. Although I have taught you well, I hope, that the power of your thought is of utmost importance. It is just that you have a little help. That is what I would wish you to try to accept. You are never alone.
Thank you.
Are there more questions, please?
Questions? Graham?
You are all going home with your eyes wide open.
Yes. You go for a walk, we should certainly be thinking.
But I cannot ask more of you, my dear friends, only that you dissect my words in any way that you wish. When first I came to you, I said, accept only what you can. After all, you are each in your own development roles. If you cannot accept my words, it does not matter. You will come to them in time.
I'm sure we will accept it, don't we?
Mm-hmm. friends. If we have no more questions this time, I will leave you and let you think about my words. And I will leave the rest of this time in your very capable hands. Let us see what else is to come.
Thank you.